Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wishing for Tomorrow by Hilary McKay, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Once Upon a Time. Once upon a time there was a city. In the city there was a square. In the square there was a house. It belonged to two sisters, Miss Maria Minchin and Miss Amelia Minchin. From the street, the house looked very much like all the other houses in the square, tall and narrow and respectable, with servants in the basement, faces at the windows, and sparrows on the roof. If anything made it a little different from its neighbours, it was the faces at the windows. There were so many of them, and they looked out so often, and they were all girls. The house was a school, a boarding school for girls. There were little ones bouncing up to wave to anybody passing in the road below. There were big ones, telling secrets and using the windowpane reflections to admire their hair. Mirrors were very rare in the Miss Minchin's house, and the few that existed had such thick, cheap glass that even the prettiest, healthiest people looked like they'd been recently drowned in green water. And as well as the little girls and the big girls, there was Ermengarde, who was too shy to wave and never told secrets or admired her reflection, having been brought up to believe she was plain. Ermengarde gazed out of the windows more than anyone, and her eyes were always wide and expectant, as if she was waiting for the answer to a question, or the end of a story. Often she took no part in the gossiping, whispering schoolroom world around her. Sometimes